From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump renewed his pressure tactics on fellow NATO nations to increase their defense spending Thursday. VOA's Pernell Murdoch has more.
In a series of tweets from Brussels, Trump said presidents have been trying unsuccessfully for years to get Germany and other rich NATO nations to pay more toward their protection from Russia. Mr. Trump has taken an aggressive tone during the NATO summit, questioning the value of an alliance that has defined decades of American foreign policy, torching an ally, and proposing a massive increase in European defense spending. Pernell Murdoch, VOA News.
If President Trump imposes another round of tariffs on imported goods coming from China, American consumers will take a direct hit with higher prices on everyday purchases. The AP's Jackie Quinn has that story.
You might not even realize how many of the things we consume in the U.S. are imported from China and would be subject to a new round of 10% tariffs in September if the administration goes forward. Topping the list, toilet paper, air conditioners, frozen tilapia filleted fish, even some of those red baseball caps that say, "Make America Great Again." So far, most people haven't directly felt the impact from the current trade disputes, but some economists are predicting if new tariffs are imposed on 6,000 products in September, higher prices will be in effect for the holiday shopping season. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
About 7,000 people are still in evacuation shelters after severe flooding and landslides last week in western Japan that caused the death of at least 200 deaths. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe promised help to the region on Wednesday. This is VOA News. A British civilian diver who was among the group who found 12 schoolboys and their soccer coach trapped in a flooded Tham Yuang Loang cave complex in Chiang Rai, Thailand, returned home on Thursday.
We were very, very pleased. It worked out quite so well. So it worked out. The results speak for themselves.
Jonathan Volanthen said he and the other divers had been very relieved when they discovered the team and said their rescue was a result of successful cooperation between military and civilian divers and the Thai Navy. All 12 boys are recovering in the hospital. Health officials said the boys would spend at least a week in the hospital and then around 30 days recovering at home. U.S. Republican lawmakers are expected to grill an FBI agent today about his political views and his role in the investigations into Hillary Clinton's email and potential coordination between Russia and President Trump's campaign. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Peter Strzok's appearance before the House Judiciary and Oversight Committees will be his first public testimony since being removed from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team following the discovery of derogatory text messages about then-candidate Donald Trump. In prepared remarks obtained by the Associated Press, Strzok says he has never allowed personal opinions to infect his work. He says he did know information during the campaign that had the potential to damage Trump, but he says he never even contemplated leaking it. Strzok calls the focus on him misguided, saying it plays into our enemy's campaign to tear America apart. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Uganda's government will deploy military escorts and purchase armored trucks for each of its more than 400 lawmakers amid a heightened sense of insecurity in the East African country. Critics are blasting the decision as too expensive in a poor country that is considered one of Africa's more stable nations. A new study suggests that developing high blood pressure later in life may harm the brain as well as the heart and could possibly be a factor in Alzheimer's disease. The AP's Jackie Quinn has the details.
Researchers are insisting this is preliminary, but after they studied autopsy results on the brains of more than 1,000 older people, about half of them clergy members, they found more signs of silent strokes, which damage brain tissue, along with a hallmark of Alzheimer's, more often occurring in those who had had higher blood pressure. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Syrian activists and state media say rebels have agreed to surrender Daraa to government forces. That was the first city to revolt against President Bashar al-Assad with Arab Spring-inspired protests 7 years ago. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.